Are you confused about government services in the middle of all of this? I know there are a lot of people who are. Dave Drucker's with us. He is a spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office here in the state of Illinois. And Dave, as always, thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Ro. How are you today?
I'm as well as could be expected. The question a lot of people have is, if the offices are closed, how do they update their licenses, their paperwork with the Secretary of State's office? Are police or law enforcement being understanding if they pull somebody over with an recently expired license? You know, what are the circumstances there? And we'll take a phone call.
Yeah, good question.
Hold on 1 second. We'll take your phone calls at 312-981-7200. And, well, let's just start with the offices. The actual walk-in offices are closed, yes?
Yes, yeah, we have followed the governor's proclamation, and the offices, the DMVs, the facilities have been closed since it was March 23rd, I think was the last or the first day that they were closed, and I'm following that proclamation. But I have to tell you, we've had a lot of people coming into the office and doing things online, and I would encourage people, for example, who need to renew their registrations, to do it online. We've sent out 500,000 stickers to people who've renewed online their annual registration. So
for their license plates.
200,000 titles for automobiles and applications. So, you know, if people would, you know, can use our online services now, go to cyberdriveillinois.com. It's a pretty good website.
All right, let's get to the phones. 312-981-7200. Kevin, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I my physical expired on April 3rd, and I was off since February 17th due to prostate cancer, and my doctor extended me. So tomorrow I go back for a physical to get released from the doctor, and I got letters from the state that my physical was due. And then I got another letter saying my CDL was suspended. So what can I do about that? Because I'm going to return to work May 11th, and I'm planning on giving a physical then if I'm released.
All right. So you have so we understand this. You have a CDL license that has been suspended pending a physical?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Dave.
If you get the physical, get it to us. You know, they're accepting mail. I might add for some other listeners, Ro, that are interested in commercial driver's licenses, we've opened up three facilities statewide where they're doing CDL testing. Trucking is considered, a critically important industry, and so we're trying to be helpful in that regard. For the gentleman's question, I can, he can, maybe we can talk after the show or give him my information.
Okay, Kevin, hold on 1 second. We'll get sure. Kevin's information and then get it to you, Jeff, if you could do that for me.
My understanding that he needs to get the test, the physical, and get it to us.
Yeah. Okay. Now wait a second. I want to go back to that. I want to go back to that idea of the CDL.
Yes, sir.
If people need this commercial driver's license, right, the CDL, then there are facilities in which they can go apply for that are open right now?
Yes. We have three facilities statewide to cover different regions of the state. The one closest to the Chicago area is in West Chicago at 1280 Powis Road. And I can give you the phone number for there. What folks need to do is they can come in off the street to take the written test, but to do the drive test and the skills test, they do need an appointment. And okay. I can give you that phone number if you'd like.
Okay,
now.
Go ahead. Let's do that. Hold on. Let me take it down.
Area code 217-785-3013. The next closest location, and I know WGN has a big listenership statewide, is in Springfield at 2701 Dirksen Parkway down there. And they are open as well. They are open Monday through Friday. West Chicago is Tuesday through Friday and then Saturdays. And again, that same phone number to schedule the appointment. They do it at
217-785-3013. Right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So that's in, because of the extraordinary circumstance with trucking and making sure that the supply chains stay moving here, that's why you prioritize that. But if somebody wants a driver's license themselves, they can't go in and get that. That's only for CDLs.
No, that is correct. These are all CDL locations. So these are for getting truckers out on the road. And originally what had happened when we closed, we had about 600 people that were in the process of going through the CDLs, and we just had to close up at that point. So the original concept was last Monday. We called the 600 group back in, you know, to get them through, and then, you know, keeping these three locations. The other one I might add is in Marion, Illinois, southern Illinois. And we've got these three locations that are open for the public to do the testing.
Bob, you're on WGN. Yeah. You're talking to the spokesman for the Illinois Secretary of State's office, Dave Drucker. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have a 20-year-old daughter out of state who has misplaced or has lost or stolen our Illinois-issued driver's license. She needs some type of identification to take an MCAT, plus also to drive on the state roads. I was wondering what can be done for that.
If she goes to our website, cyberdriveillinois.com, to the driver services section, she can get a duplicate driver's license.
And she doesn't have to appear for that?
And that can be issued due to the fact that she was issued when she was 16, and they said they weren't going to issue one prior to her adult-style license. Am I under the wrong impression then?
I think in that circumstance, that might be a little different. I apologize again, Roel. I'll have to get back. I don't know.
Well, Bob, wait, so you say she's 21? What is she, 20, 21?
No, she's 20. She's still not an adult at this point.
Okay. Well, then she wouldn't have to change the background then, right? So
no, she just needs some type of state identification in order to partake in her MCAT classes or test coming up here soon.
Right. You need a state ID. Does she have a passport?
She does not. It's an expired one.
Yeah.
We are behind the time. Sorry, Ro.
Yeah. No, that's all right. I mean, even expired passports, sometimes places will take it because it's a proof of it. I mean, it's not good for traveling, but it would be good for identification. She should ask the MCAT people if she can actually do that. But if it's not, but I want to go back to Dave here for a second. Dave, if it is not a change in status from under 21 to over 21, would that matter?
No, I do apologize again, Ro. She should be able to do it online, go to the website and get a duplicate.
All right. Let's try that.
Well, that
should serve her purpose.
Today, folks.
By the way, we have a central issue program now. She wouldn't get the physical license at that time. It'll be mailed to her 7 to 10 days after she goes online to get it.
Right. And then again, does she get the temporary license faster? Thank you, Bob. Good luck with that. Good luck to your daughter on the MCAT. That seems like the more daunting of the situations here. But because of the new, now this is the real ID situation, right? But she wouldn't get a real ID unless she presented herself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that has to be done in person, to come into the facilities and bring in those documents that we've discussed on your show previously.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to confuse anybody with that at the moment because those facilities aren't open right now. So let's just deal with what people need.
We can
need.
Get into that too, Ro. The fact is that we did get an extension. The United States government has given an extension on the Real ID for all the states. So they're not due. You won't have to meet those standards to fly in a plane until October 1st of 2021.
Oh, so it's a full year that they...
Yes, sir.
They've added to that deadline. Oh,
yes.
That's excellent. That's very good news. All right. We'll come back with more phone calls. 312-981-7200. Dave Drucker is with us. He's the spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, helping you with your questions. A lot of folks now, 2 months into this, 2 months of this, these offices being closed. It's been about a month and a half for your office specifically, Dave, that it has been closed. People are freaked out. You know, is close to 10% of people who have annual business with you have not been able to get a hold of you. And then, you know, people who have quadrennial business with you, that's still a lot of people that are wondering, I mean, what are we going to do about a driver's license?
Yeah,
what are we going to do about a business
license? Well taken, but I think we've missed the point on this so far. Secretary White has extended from the day we reopen 90 days on the expiration date on driver's licenses and the registration sticker. so that the people don't need to panic. They don't need to rush in when we do open. They can be taken care of. And again, if you don't have to do the EPA test, we would strongly encourage people to go to that website and renew the registration online. It's a very simple thing to do.
Okay. Well, speaking of the EPA test, the emissions test, Jerry, go ahead. You're on WGN.
I've got a quick question here for you. I have a tenant who asked me this question. He is a truck driver, and he had to get his renewal for his license plates on his car. However, he has to get an emissions test. All the emission test places are closed. I went on the internet. I know that they're going to give a 90-day grace period after they're open. But his main question was, if he gets a ticket while his car is parked, how will that affect his CDL license, and how does he go about clearing it all up?
Excellent question.
Well, first of all, in order to get have it impact the license, you'd have to be convicted. And we have reached out to law enforcement throughout the country to let them know about this extension. It is possible officers could be individually isolating cases, writing tickets, but they shouldn't be, and it should be thrown out by the court. That extension follows the mandate of the governor. So we feel very comfortable about that, about the law authority there on the 90 days.
Now, I know what you're thinking, Jerry. I know exactly what you're thinking. You're like, okay, yeah, I get that. And then everybody's doing the right thing, but somehow, some way, if you get the wrong guy at the wrong time, it's going to just be a bureaucratic mess. We have to just trust that that system will take care of that. Right, Dave?
Well, yes. Yeah. But isn't that true of most everything in life?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that is true. Well, all right, Jerry, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it helps a little bit, but we'll see what happens in the future. Good luck with everybody. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Trepidation.
You too.
I feel it. Eva, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Eva. Eva? No, Eva. All right, Steve, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, one, I think you answered part of my question with the West Elgin CDL facility being open. The other question that we had is these young men received their permits in December, and we didn't know that it was open. Are they going to extend the permits by any means? Because they paid
they're extended
money.
The permits are extended for 90 days as well.
Permits, okay. For, like, are you talking about CDL or are you talking about kids?
CDL. We have a couple of young men who require a CDL to work for us, and they acquired their permits to receive their CDLs to go take their test. And they did that in December, and they're good for 6 months, I believe.
So there won't be any enforcement on expiration.
It's my understanding that they are being extended.
Okay.
I would encourage them to think about going to that West Chicago facility to schedule an appointment.
Yeah, that's very close to us. So, like I said, we didn't know they were open, so we will make an appointment.
There you go.
Yeah, you've got that phone number, and get them in there. We want to get the good truckers out on the roads.
Okay,
217.
Thank you very much. Stay safe, everyone.
You too.
Thank you, sir.
217-785-3013. Let's talk to Tom. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, hey, Ron. I think he just answered the question prior to me. I'm a school bus driver, CDL in Illinois, and I received a letter that my permit has been, I must surrender my license, my permit immediately, but I did my physical, and I did the mandatory Illinois state test, meeting you have to attend. I called where I work, and they said not to worry about it, but I did hear him say permits are extended 90 days, so that is the case, correct?
Yes, sir.
Were you suspended prior to the March 23rd date?
No, the suspension date, it says, license...
what was the suspension for, sir?
Termination date 5/26.
Okay. So that'll be pushed, essentially. Right?
90 days.
Okay.
Now, Dave? Is that 90 days from when everything gets back to normal?
It's back, yes. When the office reopens is when 90 days kicks in.
Right. So when people can actually go in to the entire thing. Do you know, Dave, as the spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, do you have a plan that you guys can make public about what you're going to do here? Are you going to open in stages? Are you going to open all at once? What is the plan for the
Well, we're still in discussions with it. We believe the most important thing is the health and safety of our customers and the employees. And we talk on a regular basis with the governor's Department of Public Health. And we've got some ideas how we'd like to go about it. And hopefully we'll have some things to announce in the near future.
So in your licenses, obviously you do all the driver stuff. That's the way that most consumers come to you. But in terms of medical licenses and things like that, are you the processing system for that?
No, I'm not medical license. I think that's I shouldn't say who it is. I was going to say I thought
okay.
Public
that's
regulation.
Not you guys, though.
Department of Regulation. It's not the Secretary of State. Business because, services we do, you know, people that are doing business in Illinois. We do license the businesses.
So in terms of business licenses, if businesses are opening up here or their business license is, you know, they're opening up a new location or something, what do they do?
The business folks, we've been renewing licenses online, people being able to file their reports and doing that sort of thing. If they, again, need to come into the office physically, they would have to wait till we reopen.
Now, if people mail stuff in, like if you have an LLC license or something like that, and they mail it in, is it being processed?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Employees are coming in, and they've got gloves and masks, and, yes, absolutely.
So the problem is only in terms of how you get into the office if you're a citizen of Illinois or a customer specifically.
It's so much of society is moving away from the being somewhere physically and being able to do things online, and we're constantly trying to strengthen our IT program and make things easier for the public.
All right, Dave Drucker, he is the spokesman for the Secretary of State's office. Jesse White is your Secretary of State, and we hope everybody stays healthy in your office. It's a very large office, a lot of people working there. And
3,500 people.
Yeah, so it's a difficult situation for all of us. But thank you for joining us, and thank you for helping our people out. Appreciate it, Dave.
You're welcome, Ro.